Sometimes reading scripture feels like I'm joining a conversation that is halfway through. References are made that apparently make sense to the original audience, but I am left feeling like I just missed something. I have also found that I've missed things that I didn't even realize I missed. A perfect example of this is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. This is where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We can relate to being weary and burdened and in need of rest. We recognize that gentleness and humility are attractive traits. But what about this yoke business? I would venture to say that very few of us have ever seen a yoke in real life. In fact, many of you are probably thinking of Googling it right now. I'll save you the trip. In the picture below, the yoke is that massive hunk of a tree that attaches around the oxen's neck and links them together. It is difficult to appreciate a metaphor with which we have no experience. So, what was their experience and understanding of a yoke? To the ancient Jewish people, a yoke was more than a farming implement. It was a symbol. Throughout the Old Testament, the yoke is used as a symbol of servitude and slavery to a king or ruler. For example, after King Solomon died, the people asked the new king, Rehoboam, to lighten their heavy yoke of service to the king. Centuries later, the prophet Jeremiah urged the Israelites to bow their necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him. God himself says in Leviticus 26:13, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high." There are several references of God breaking the yoke from his oppressed people. How interesting, then, that Jesus did not preach this in Matthew 11. Instead, he beseeched the people to take on a yoke, his yoke. This idea of people wearing God's yoke was not new. God speaks to his people in Jeremiah 2:20, saying, "Long ago, you broke off your yoke and tore off your bonds. You said, 'I will not serve you.'" It's in this context of defiance that Jesus called for people to come under his yoke. Jesus had just finished denouncing various unrepentant towns as they chose their own way instead of heeding the miracles they witnessed. Jesus then offered another invitation. "Take my yoke." His offer still stands today. Taking on Jesus' yoke means recognizing and serving him as king. It is in this understanding that we find something radical. Jesus is redefining rest. It is only through serving Jesus as king that we will find rest. When we are in Christ, our work ceases. We are refreshed. When oxen are yoked together, the two are united so that they work as one. When we recognize and serve Jesus as king, we are united with him. We are working as one. In this unity, we find rest. Why are burdens light under his yoke? Because he carries them. Jesus says his yoke, or serving him, is easy and his burdens are light. The Greek word for easy means to be manageable, useful, serviceable, and good. Also, the word light carries with it the sense of being able to move and be quick or agile. Jesus' yoke is different from all others. Serving him as king actually allows and equips us to be who we were created to be. You have a choice of whom or what you will serve. You will serve something or someone, even if it is yourself. All yokes exhaust, except for one that was made for you by your Creator. It was designed for you so that you might experience life, rest, and fulfillment.